I believe that the fight against the Galamsey is by no means won. We still have a long way to go in putting in place the structures in terms of the training that is undergoing of small-scale miners, the shafim and the excavator owners who continue to operate in the fight against them. All those are measures that we need to advance and intensify before we can say to ourselves that, yes, we believe that substantially we have won this fight and that therefore the time has come for us to lift it. I'm saying this because at the same time, some of the outcome of the Galamsey menace in our country perhaps are not sufficiently addressed or articulated. The senior minister recently went on business, official business to Dubai, and there was met with the gleeful story that, oh, you people are doing very well. Why? Last year we recorded $7 billion worth of gold imports from Ghana, when the official records are talking about $2 billion. Yes, these are the facts. So that is telling you that, apart from the harm that this activity is doing to our country, much of the value that our nation should derive from these activities are also being criminally disposed of. So I'm aware that there are very large issues involved, employment for those who are engaged in it. All of these things are very much on the radio, on the radar, and part of the policies that we're trying to roll out. But I think that we should all really be very clear that this is one fight that we cannot go and withdraw from.
You just heard President Akufo-Addo.